you guys see Arnold Schwarzenegger has come out saying he's going to sue big oil companies for first-degree murder?
Yeah, he is, dude. He really is, man.
Yeah, and they're going to counter-sue him for Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, they rightfully should, man.
Turbo Man.
You know, that's funny, but they really should,
they
bro.
Really, well,
and we actually have a message, too, from Arnold.
Oh.
This is the former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, as if I need to say that with this voice. But you know, I just want to make everyone aware that I'm going after and officially suing the oil companies now and charging them with first-degree murder. They know what they've done with the global warming climate change. And finally, some very brave polar bears and emperor penguins have stood up and said, "We've had enough!" They didn't actually say this, but they've made noises that indicate that they'd like to seek justice through litigation. The penguins are running out of ice! They're waddling in little circles and just pivoting, and we have all the polar bears on a very strict training regimen and the Atkins diet now because the flimsy ice can't support them with how fat and out of shape they are. Join me now to fight big oil with bigger muscles and help the penguin and polar bear community with the hashtag Exxon is OJ.
Thank you, Arnold. Boy, Arnold was sounding a little Trumpish.
That was weird. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. And he didn't say, grab my hand.
No.
Why would he not say, grab my hand?
Mitch, next time you're under the bridge, add grab my hand.
Grab my hand. Yeah. There you go. Netflix users, get this, stream 350 million hours of video in a single day.
That is impossible.
No, it was mostly comedy. And some Adam Sandler stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Don't mix the two together by any means.
What are you going to do? Shape of Water director Guillermo del Toro getting divorced.
He is not.
You know, here's the thing. Would you want to be married to the guy who made fish porn? Right? You know what I mean? Creepy! Yeah, creepy. Cameron Diaz is reportedly retired from acting.
It's been 4 years, I think.
Yeah. Fans are confused because they thought Cameron Diaz had retired from acting after she made the Charlie's Angels movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, what?
But it's been 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
No. Bono has apologized for abuse at his charity.
Yes, he has, and he should.
Yeah, apparently he's been stealing all the workers' phones and downloading U2 albums on
them. Yep, he has.
Yeah, that is abuse right there.
Exactly. Every one of them.
Shouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah. President Trump welcomed the world champion Houston Astros to the White House yesterday.
All right.
Yeah, and I guess afterwards he had the starting infield deported.
Oh. It was a trick.
Yeah.
He was sly. He brought him there and deported him.
Actually, he doesn't really get along with baseball players very well.
No.
Yeah, these are the guys who grab their own crotches. You know
yes,
what I mean?
It's exactly.
Like, they don't. What?
He tried, and they looked at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why would you
Nothing
do
like the tennis players.
Yeah, not very, very different. But I guess he's going to be in Southern California today, Trump, that is, to look at prototypes of the wall and attend a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, at least that's what he told Melania.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And isn't it ironic that Stormy is down there doing something right now,
that's
too?
That's what I heard. Yeah, actually, he was visiting Silicon Valley, and they said, leave Stormy out of this.
Oh, did they?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
leave her down
that's
there.
The difference. But Stormy Daniels has said, I'll give you back the $130,000, and I'm going to tell my story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess it would be, you know, if she told her story in a book, it would be a best sweller.
Hey!
Yeah, best sweller! Yeah.
I just saw where they interviewed Trump's lawyer, and Trump's lawyer said if Stormy does any of this, she's going to lose.
She's going to lose.
Going to lose.
What, the $130,000 that he gave her?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Boy, did you hear this story yesterday? Doctors, there's a guy in Ireland. He had to go in for a brain scan of some sort.
Yeah.
They found a pocket inside his head where his brain should have been.
Like off a pair of pants?
Well, no, like no brain.
Oh,
but
okay.
Just an empty pocket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they said, since he's Irish, he said he's probably going to fill it full of Guinness.
Hey, yeah. Yes.
Come on now. So it's a good spot to keep your Guinness.
I thought I was the only one with that.
No, they found an air pocket in his head where his brain should have been, and the guy functions just fine.
And he's got no brain.
Weird is that?
That's just like me.
Like the scarecrow.
Yes.
Maybe he's the scarecrow. I don't know. All right, a couple more quick ones. Let's see. New York Times ran a feature about an Ohio man who deliberately doesn't read the news or keep up on current affairs.
Deliberately.
Deliberately. You know, I feel bad for him.
You do?
I mean, if he's not reading the news, what does he have to constantly fill him with simmering rage,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's how I... Go through every day.
Well, that's what they're saying. If you need to relieve stress in your life and find happiness, do not watch the news.
Do not watch the news. Very true. All right, and last but not least, yesterday was National Napping Day.
Oh, Napping Day.
Napping Day. Yeah, and if you observed it while on the job, today is National Update That Resume Day.
Yes.
Yeah, you got fired.
I thought it was humping day, and I thought that's weird for a Monday.
No, see, that's tomorrow.
Napping day, okay.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Frank. Mm-hmm.